Tēnā koutou katoa. I'm Jamie and I work for Christchurch City Libraries. I'm here today at Trees for Canterbury to talk about the Great Library Seed and Plant Swap. You may know the swap takes place every September across our library network. And during this time, customers are welcome to bring seeds or plants that they'd like to share with their communities or to come and take something away to grow at home. So to get ready for this year's swap, I'm talking to Steve from Trees for Canterbury. Tēnā koe, Steve.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, great. Thanks for speaking to us today. I'm wondering if you could just introduce yourself and talk to us a little bit about your role here at Trees for Canterbury.
I'm Steve Bush. I've been managing Trees for Canterbury since April Fool's Day 1992. We at Trees for Canterbury have a three-pronged attack. Our aims are to employ, educate, regenerate. So our employment is about getting people, many of them with disadvantages, giving them a place to be, a community to be part of. We do some education, so I go out and talk as much as I can about planting and as well as the involvement of those community members. And then we do some regeneration with our own community planting days and also where we can supplying plants to other groups and community areas for their own planting projects.
So I know Trees for Canterbury has been involved in supporting the library seed swap. I'm just wondering if you could tell us a little bit about your involvement in that.
Well, we've been growing trees for that. you know, that's what we do. We like to do that. I like to support where we can projects where the community is involved. And this is one of those, you know, I think it's important. Libraries are a nice focal centre for people to be going to. And if that can lead to some environmental knowledge and awareness, I think that's really important.
Steve, why do you think it's a good idea for people to grow native plants in their home gardens?
You know, people say go outside and smell the roses. Well, if the cabbage tree is in flower at the time, they're not going to smell any roses. They're going to smell that cabbage tree. It's beautiful. And so when people plant in their gardens, it's a way of them gaining knowledge. It's also a great thing. Native birds love native plants. You know, it's one of those natural things.
Are there any native plants that are suitable for this area that are quite easy to grow from seed?
Most of them are easy to grow from seed. It's just you've got to clean that seed first. You know, your Corphi is a very simple one, and it's very important for bird habitat as well, because of course they supply for nectar lovers, you know. So as we hopefully bring the tui back into Christchurch, you want those nectar supplying plants. So Corphi is easy. Just sow the seed, don't push them down into the soil because they grow on top. So Corphi is an easy one. Flax, once again, not a lot of process involved in that.
So am I right in thinking there's some native plants that are quite easy to grow from seed, but it's all about having the information about what to do with that particular seed?
Yes, that's right. You must probably find in your local library a good book. Laurie Metcalf has a wonderful book about propagating from native seed. So definitely that's the first book that we go to still after all of these years. It's one of the books that we have in our library all the time. And that book, he goes through a lot of the processes you need to do, from collection through to how you clean it up and even your storage of the seed itself. So it's very good.
Steve, do you have any tips for those gardeners at home who are maybe new to growing plants from seed?
Information. Look, learn and listen is one of my favourite sayings. Talk to people that have done this before. They give you so much information. For those that aren't involved in gardening clubs, they're a great thing to get involved with. The Canterbury Horticultural Society, there's people in that society with so much information. Even WEA, they run courses and things like that. But once again, local library, many, many books. Read as much as you can, because even after 30 years, we still read books and Google and continuously search for that knowledge.
Steve, I know that Trees for Canterbury is involved, as you said, in lots of different ways in the community. If people are wanting to get involved in what you folks are doing, is there any way for them to do that?
Yeah, lots of ways. Like everyone, we have a Facebook page. Make contact. We've got a website. Just search Google Trees for Canterbury. Or otherwise, pop into the nursery. We're always happy to talk, discuss, and generally try and get people involved. Come and introduce yourselves. Come to the nursery. Have a look around.
Tēnā koe, Steve. Thank you so much for talking to us today.
My pleasure.
And if you'd like to be involved in the Great Library Seed and Plant Swap, be sure to check with your local library or on the Christchurch City Library's website to see when the swap is coming to your community this September.